Hello, One Out Colors. This is Steve Bell Canyon, along with Bruce Mistrawa, bringing you the Why Not Comment Take for the week of August 12th. We have a few preliminary announcements to make before the start of this week's comment. So, right after a little more of this Boston Pop marching music, we will begin with the comment. Okay, hello everyone. I'd like to start out by saying I agree fully with something I heard last night. I happened to be listening to Loopline, and I heard Steve Loopline say something on his current tape. What he said was that these personal debates and arguments are no fun to listen to. And like I said, I fully agree with that 100%. I'd also like to say they're no fun to make either. So from this point forward, Why Not will not be making any more special tapes dealing with Regina versus the comment line issues. We also have a few final things to say about this matter, though. Number one, Kurt from Anaheim. You left a very nice comment directed towards us. I take it on dual phase. Don't be concerned about our call count. Why Not is constantly being called 24 hours a day by people all over the Southern California area. We do not expect to suffer a lot of damage by not being forwarded to. You seem to think by your comments that nobody ever calls us and everybody is totally disgusted with us. That is not true. We still have a lot of callers. Other people, which are a little more picky, will refer to the other lines, and that's fine with us. We want everybody to enjoy themselves and listen to what they want to listen to. And number two, to Eric Northridge, Regina, and everyone else, I'm very sorry about the quality of Why Not. That seems to be one of the biggest put-downs everybody has against the line. And, hey, it is reasonable. It is a very valid point. But right now we are suffering from a lack of funds. We are just, most of our output equipment we are using to make our, you know, our connections to the lines are put together with Bruce's own hands. He works on each machine individually and is built up from scratch. We usually do not have enough money to go out and buy equipment just to use for that purpose. On the other hand, the recording equipment we record our tapes with, we don't have any commercial four-track recorders or big, elaborate $800 TIAC recorders or anything like that some other comment line may use. We just have some very primitive, simple equipment, the same equipment I listen to my favorite groups on when I'm listening to music. It's the same darn equipment that I do my recording on for these tapes. We have no choice. We don't have any more money to spend on Why Not equipment. I wish I really did. Believe me, if we put our elbow grease in there, we had a lot of money to spend. We have some fantastic tapes, and I know you're sure of that. Other things. Bruce happened to leave a comment on dual phase, apologizing for this whole routine, and I'll tell you, we are not sorry. We are not sorry at all that if anything happened. I do admit we went off the deep end and had some of our accusations and some of the things we said were not true. But about the whole incident, about putting out the tape, we are not sorry. We wanted to get this thing straightened out. We're tired of having people on our back telling us what to do. We do not want suggestions. We don't want people telling us what to do. And, hey, like I said, I'm sorry if we made a few things that were, we said a few things in anger, because we were pretty angry, but about the whole matter, about putting out the tape, we are not sorry. We had a reason to do it, and we did it. Another thing was dealing with Why Not putting out false information. If at any time this line has put out any information that was not true or any false numbers, I'll say from this point forward, like I said last time, every number put out on this tape will be checked. And as Michael Hollywood said, we will check it if after the tape is running, let's say the number goes down or something, there's nothing we can do. We will check it ahead of time, all numbers. And, hey, if some information got out that was not true or accidentally we made a mistake, you know, I have not been doing the last few tapes, so Bruce has been very underhanded with his staff. I've had a lot of personal conflicts and problems which I could not deal with. If both myself and Lynn were involved in working, Lynn was on vacation, I was busy with other things, Bruce was the only guy working on it, and that's an awful big job, running a line like this, and checking out every little piece of information. Normally when we collaborate our efforts, it comes out pretty good, but hey, let's face it, you know, one guy working on the whole thing could get pretty rough. If we send any invalid information, we're sorry, it will not happen again. The last point I want to say before we go on to some comments is I don't want anybody out there to ever feel they leave some confidential information on Why Not, which you stated is confidential at the beginning. We will play it. We did it this one time because every comment Regina has ever left for us was, she has left a couple comments for us, but the majority were these confidential types in which she made the accusation she did. We did it in such anger, that's the only reason. Please, everyone, it's kind of hard to say at this point, if you don't want to trust us yet, don't trust us, but if you do want to try us and trust us, you can leave something on our page. Say it's confidential, we will not play it. I guarantee you we will not play it. I don't care, anger, whoever we ever get angry at in the future, from this point forward, we will never play something that is confidential, that is stated confidential at the beginning of the tape. And anyone who wants to make replies, Regina, Eric, anybody wants to make replies to this whole thing, we will not be making any more tapes like this, an explanation or anything. If you want to give your opinion to the public, play it on Why Not. We will not censor you out. We will play your reply. But please, we want to end the matter here. We are sorry. I'm sure, Regina, you are sorry in, speaking to us the way you did. Really, that's what this whole matter is. Just the tone of voice you've used sort of irritated us. It irritated me. Now, I am sorry what we did, and I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure you're sorry, too. Let's end the whole thing now and get on to some comments. I'm sure we're going to have some juicy ones this week.
Hi, hello, party. This is the fabulous Tiff Tiff calling to you this Friday morning. Leaving a comment, and I want to reply on the tape you have on the special feature on Regina. I'm very, very pleased on what you did. You finally gave that quote-unquote bitch what she deserves, and I'm very glad that someone is standing up for her rights and finally let her know that she is not the queen of songs. She is nobody. All she is a person with lots and lots of problems and who enjoys giving people heartache and whatnot. I'll probably prove my point when I leave this comment and it is played on the line, she will probably call up my parents' line and give many phonies calling and yelling because she has, it shows her mentality of if you even mention her name, Regina, because she's so high and mighty, without her permission, you're violating a Regina law and she's going to get you for that. And I think most people who have had a tie-in at one time, which most people have with Regina, do know what kind of game she plays, and only the people that are almost to her mentality are the ones that are in her tiny army, her very tiny army, a cult, yes, as they say. And Regina is a lady, may I say, sometimes, with a lot of problems. She calls up, she'll scream, she'll call your parents at all hours of the night, saying whatever they can, whatever she can, just from her own experience of speaking of not someone else's, and upsets your parents to a degree that they get very mad. And of course, if she's blind, I realize that she's blind, and being blind is a bummer, I realize that. There's no reason why someone that's blind should have to take it out on the whole rest of the world. You know, I can sympathize with someone who's blind, but there's a lot of people who are blind, but they do not. I don't know if that's her reason for doing all the mischief that she has done over the years, but If it is, I really don't see why. There's lots of other people who are blind and who don't do these kind of things to people who are practically very good people, except the fact they just don't have one of their structures. But for some reason, Eugenia insists on making life miserable for people who do not follow her. But anyways, I've basically said what I wanted to say. I want just to state the fact that I am with you on this Regina thing all the way, and I can vouch for many other people which will probably call in and say the same. And Regina, you've got a lot of problems, and you haven't given me enough time to even talk to you about what your problems really are. But I hope someday you will get them settled off. And let's just see if you give me phonies or not. You know, they do have your address. And I'm sure there's lots of people that are really set up with what you're doing. So anyways, that's really about all for right now. I thank you, Wyatt, for your time. I thank you for your editorial. And I want you to just keep up the good work and keep pumping out good comments and good quality material. And who the hell does need Regina's Florida numbers? Even though I'm local, I'm sure a lot of people will call your line even if they're not forward through some means or through even paying for it, because why not? It's a good line. It's a fair line. It plays most everyone who has something to say's comment. And I think they set up pretty good quality work. And regardless of what Regina says, that they make boo-boos, you know, I think, why not Regina try to do a better job herself? Why doesn't she start with a common line? I bet you she couldn't even splice correctly. Never mind when a comment line correctly or anything like that. Learning a comment line is an awful hard job. This is probably one of the reasons why I haven't done it. It's not an easy job. It requires many hours each tape and lots and lots of work in doing that. And it's not an easy thing to do, and sure, people are going to screw up, but you learn by your errors. And I suppose seeing why not will be an extremely good line, and it will be just as good, if not better, than feedback, blue line, or any other litter good lines. So that's about all for now. So this has been a comment. I'm usually pretty funny and say about everything, but I feel this is time that we sat on a serious subject and talk about something that I'm sure has been probing everybody for so many years, and I'm really glad that somebody's stepped out and told her what you can do with yourself. So anyways, this has been a comment by Categora, or I think Scotty was TSTS. And one more question before I go, since I might as well put in a little bit of a notes here. I was wondering if anybody on the lineup staff or anybody out here in telephone lands could give me the number of some monitoring lines for TV stations or radio stations. What numbers, you know, that you call in and you get to listen to what they're playing on the air. I used to have a bunch of those that I seem to figure out with those. And I appreciate if somebody would leave the numbers for those on the line. So that's about all for now. So this has been a comment by the fabulous TSTS saying thank you very much, why not, and keep up the good work, and don't get caught in the bushes doing anything funny. Goodbye.
Well, thanks for the comment, Pat, and if anyone has any of those radio station numbers that he wants, please leave them on the next input next week. The tape will auto-reverse very soon. Really using this thing up, I'm sure we're going to have a lot more juicy comments on the next side of the Why Not tape for the 12th of August, 1979, this tape will auto-reverse.
Yeah, I would like to make a comment on your little feud with Regina Montanari yourself. First of all, I don't think you should have wasted our time with your little troubles. I think you should have handled the situation privately instead of broadcasting it and wasting my time. I wanted to hear comments, not you ranting and raving, which you really did for a little wrong a time. And I think you're both wrong. I think that Bruce has done the things that he did, especially touch Tony Steve's number. And I think that she had a lot of good stuff to say on Goofy's comment. I think she should have said that in the first place on your tape. I don't know why she was that way on your tape. I think she may have deserved a little reprimand or whatever you gave her, but I think you overdid it. And I think you did deserve a few of the things she said to you, giving away her diverter number and things in that area. And, but mainly I think that you, next time you have a little, feud or something with somebody in the phone world, I think you ought to handle it privately on your end and then not waste, the regular why not caller's time with your problems. Because a lot of us, a lot of people don't even know who Regina Watts Powers is or anything like that. They just call the tape, hear some comments, and, I don't think it's fair to catch them up in this because then they get bored with the line and they don't want to listen to it anymore. Ruins their time, ruins everybody's time.
Okay, sir, we got two questions that we'd like to ask of you. One, would you please speak up next time so we don't have to crank the level up? And two, we'd really like to know your names because calling you, sir, is sort of impractical during all these days. Oh, well, on the next comment.
I would like to know what's going on with the freaky phone numbers. I dialed the what was originally supposed to be the input number, the 1669 number, and I got your line again. And I dialed the output number, and I got a smoker's something or other, a public service message, and I was wondering why you're playing public service messages, and if you decided to use the old freaky phone input number for a second number for your line. That's all. This is going to come.
Okay, well, the story is... Uncle Freaky, when he doesn't have a new tape prepared for the line, a lot of times he'll just forward his line somewhere else, and that's exactly what he's done. At times he forwards over to us, and sometimes he forwards other things, and hey, I guarantee you, when he has a new tape for you to listen to, the line will be a regular, good old-fashioned Freaky phone like it always is. Next comment. The following comment is a sort of a news bulletin by the wild and crazy guy. Here, why not? We feel it's a good idea. He's got a really good thing going. Leaving news bulletins like this on all the comment lines. The only objection we had to it, we had a sort of debate on whether we were going to play it or not, is the music he has over it is sort of overdriving his voice. So, Mr. Wild and Crazy Guy, next time, we'd be fantastic if you'd leave us another comment like that. But, hey, we'd really be happy if you kind of either cut the music or left it real, real low in the background. Now the comment.
This is the Why Not Weekly Update, courtesy of the Why Not staff, and, of course, your crew, the Wild and Crazy Guy. Top story in the news this week is the battle against Virginia. Mr. Outwatch and Steve Bell Canyon, the Why Not staff, have been having it out with Virginia and Watts Tower. Sure, all the Why Not people think they're correct, so do I. I don't believe in Virginia. I'm just curious. If there are any opposing views they'd like to hear from, Captain Top Story is a jump quiz. Brian C. Zapper, an excellent jump quiz. Their name ended at 8:53. The answer was, for assistance, consult your director to call 411. The winner was John of North Hollywood. Some of the questions were slightly hard, such as the name of the RCA dog, and the movie that the Flintstones watched at the beginning of their show at the Drive-In Theater. Next in the news is the intro tape for Why Not. As Regina said, it's insane. It's excellent. Here's what you can do. Brene and 80. I think I'd like to hear Brene's opinion on this. And ACDC is running it. Well, I guess it's not too crazy. With all the other presidents we've got, they've got brains of fish hands too. Now, listen to all the films I hear into wild and crazy facts, movies in the making. The group with Steve Martin coming up. Star Wars 2. The film in London last year that they got trapped in snowbound. This one will get a new teacher. Maybe we'll fall in love with one of the heroes. Universal is putting out A Return of Maxwell Smart. put John Adams and the rest of the cast coming back once again. A black hole in the first totally science fiction movie, maybe their first TV. A Blues Brothers movie. A movie about the Blues Brothers on the go. 1941. A comedy spoof on World War II. A John Belushi. A new Star Trek movie. Continuing from the continuing series. And Superman 2. With the Oscar. This info has been compiled by a small news staff team. News courtesy of Why Not and the Wild and Crazy Guy. Thank you very much and have a good day.
And as I said before, Mr. Wild and Crazy Guy, really appreciate it. Great comment. But, hey, next time, really, you kind of got overdriven by the music. So if you crank it down a little bit and speak up a little louder, I think you really make a compromise. And, hey, they'll all be able to hear what you're saying a lot better. Next.
This is John at Canova Park. In my comments, I'm concerned, and most people will concern the want to know. I always have respect for her as an authority in films in general and in film lines because she seems to know all people who are running them. She has now lost my respect. Anyone who thinks they can tell someone else not to do this with their line should be sent in a circus column because that is crazy to believe that to make yourself think, or even make other people do what you want with their own. I know I'm just kind of repeating what other people have said, kind of repeating what Bruce and Steve Joe Cameron said, but this is still my opinion. And I think I can focus on things better to say, so I do think that most might as well not play this to the other.
Okay, this is ACDC. And I'm really pissed off about something, and I want to air it over Why Not. And as you can probably guess, it's about the Watchtowers. And I respect the Watchtowers as an important foreign freak, and as probably, as you say, the leader of female foreign freaks in Los Angeles. And I respect her for that. But when she starts poking around into business that has nothing to do with her, and start saying things that she does not have the right to say, I really think she is it's really terrible. And I'm really mad. And I'm sure, and I know, that Bruce and Steve were both really upset about it. And I think she had no business saying that. As they say, she has the right to leave comments that might be able to improve Why Not, or, just say, something, suggest something. But when she says you're doing it wrong, you're not doing it the right way, as if she wrote the book on joke lines, it just, I sort of lose respect for her. And you're also very right about, she made alone a few diverters, but running a diverter is nothing like running a line. I mean, hell, anybody can run a diverter, but running a line is the real thing. And if I were you, Why Not, I wouldn't let Regina divert to your number. So that's my opinion, and I want to hear some more like it. This is ACDC. I bid you an irate good day.
Yeah, this is Mark with the Hills. I didn't really have a comment last week. Maybe I missed it, but when I called on Thursday, I got that editorial. Okay, thanks very much.
Well, Mark, what has happened is last week we did run a comment tape, but I think you missed it. And Thursday we changed it over to our special editorial that we did run. But if you listen, as of Sunday will be our new comment output day, the day the tape will originate, and we'll run the entire week unless we have something in an emergency we have to play like we did last time. It wasn't quite an emergency, but we felt we had to do it. Next.
Okay, this is Brian Van Eisen. I'd just like to say that I agree with you fully that Regina has no right to tell you what to do because I'm trying to get a lineup myself and I know how much money it does cost and you guys are paying the money, not her, so it should be what you want it to be. And it seems to me that it's that way and that your line is working okay from my standpoint. So this has been Brian Van Eisen. Just, leaving a viewpoint on that thing. quarrel between you guys and Regina. And I just want to say that she has no right to tell you what you guys should do. You know, she really has no right to criticize the line in that way. Okay? So, she's been trying to find Van Nuys.
You know, I think the Twilight Zone is really a good television show. I think it should be shown more often, don't you? Yeah, I think they should do a remake of it and make a new series. I think it's really interesting, and I think the plots are really good, and it makes me just want to keep watching it and not leave the show. Well, that's all I have to say. I'd like to hear others' opinions on the show, too. Bye-bye.
Hello, people. This is the wild and crazy guy. I'd like to ask to Mr. Alwatt and Steve O'Kane, where did what originate from? I'd like to know if you can answer that. Thank you very much, and what?
Well, you asked how the term what got to be used as a phone freak expression. Well, it did not originate as just what, but what used to happen a while ago, when phone freaks would hang up, they would say the full word goodbye, but hang up their phone in the process of saying the word, so it sort of got chopped off. Now, after that, the term got very popular on Bernays' lines while he's running conferences. Instead of giving him the idea that you're just sitting on there not saying anything, the person would just say goodbye and hang up, and Bernays would echo off that, and it really became a trademark on his line. And it really served a pretty good purpose, and that's really how we get it today. And on to the next comment.
Hi, guys. This is Jerry, 28 of Van Nuys. I think you guys are running a very good line and are taking things too personal. It's your line, so play what you want. Don't dignify all that criticism with answers. Now, that's my comment for you. And the other one's for Laurie of Montebello. Even if I got a lot of competition from Steve, I think I'm falling in love with you. I like the way you talk.
I don't know. I kind of like the way she talks myself. Next comment.
Hello there. Why are you listening to this line when you could be trying for Freaky Phone at 902-1999-902-1669?
Well, because when they're out of Kleenex or out of a rag or something, they decide to be entertained without the standard lewd conduct conducted on Freaky Phone. They like some good old-fashioned entertainment where it doesn't require external measures. Next.
Hello. This is Victor Van Nuys, and I'm going to leave this comment to the, quote, Queen of the Silver Dollar. You know who it is out there. She seems to believe that she can control everybody in the phone. I don't care what you do, Regina, but if anything mysterious happens, I know who to blame. I have my suspect. You can't control it. You are trying to be a communist. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Sheldon Dana. I was wondering how this fight between the Why Not staff and Regina Outlaw started. I mean, what power started. Excuse me. Thank you.
Well, Shelley, to put it briefly, Why Not, as well as many other common lines, we finally tired of being told what to do and how to run our line, and it was really due to a bunch of comments that were left on the line, and real that gave our opinion, and that seemed to start the ball rolling. Next.
I don't really have a comment. It's the first time I've called, and I haven't heard
Well, our tapes will normally run from Sunday or Saturday night to all the way over to Thursday, and then Friday we run input. That's about it for this tape. We've really run out of room. Anybody who did not hear your comment, we will have a second comment tape this week, either starting Tuesday or Wednesday. Most likely Wednesday. It'll run until Friday, our input day, and we'll have the second half of this week's comments as well as last week's comments we did not get to play.
This tape will auto-reverse.